And I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. These words really stuck with me this week after I read the passage we heard from Genesis, because they added a new and rather different layer on top of the whole idea of blessing. In the context of this story, God said these words to Abram as he made a covenant with him. God promised to make him a great nation, but Abram had to be willing to leave everything familiar and go off to an unknown land. And Abram did go, and he became Abraham. And three different faiths, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, all claim Abraham as their patriarch and consider him to be a model of faithfulness and a source of blessing. So as descendants of Abraham, we too may hear God's voice echoing through the ages, still saying to each of us, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. But what does blessing mean? Well, we know that blessing is a gift from God. God blesses us, and we celebrate these blessings from the giver of every good gift. And if we look at the Hebrew meaning of the word, we find that blessing signifies flourishing and includes things like physical vigor, fertility, security, and success. And in reality, we talk about all sorts of things as being a blessing, don't we? From good health or a steady job to close friends or a happy family, we mark our good fortune as blessing. And there's the fact also that the church blesses lots of things. Animals, homes, objects used in worship, as well as people and relationships. And we even bless God, as we say at the end of this service, let us bless the Lord. So what does that mean? Well, in that last case, we bless God in thanksgiving for all God's gifts to us. God blesses us in return with love and grace. When we bless animals, we celebrate the relationship we share with these beloved companions. And when we bless objects, we set them apart and recognize them as being used for something special. So we dedicate them in service to God. So overall, blessing, or to be blessed, is a really good thing. For it calls to mind God's goodness. It reminds us of all that is holy. And it celebrates God's love and goodness towards us. However, it seems that there may be more to blessing than simply what we feel or what we receive or what we set aside as holy. For God gave it that extra layer when he said, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. And it's not that God makes the blessing conditional, but it does seem to have a purpose beyond making us feel good. Because God told Abraham, and still tells us, that as we are blessed, so we are to be a blessing to others. And being a blessing doesn't mean simply being nice, but instead means that we have been shown God's goodness and God's favor, and then we in turn are to share that goodness and favor with others. And as we have been set apart by God's blessing and recognized as God's own, so too are we to recognize others as being blessed and recognize others as being God's own. Which means that we are to become living, breathing blessings. And as we do that, others learn that God loves and cares for them because of the love and care that we impart to others. And so blessings spread as we accept and celebrate and share all that God has given us. But at this point, we might be saying, well, that sounds a little demanding. And it may even be a bit disappointing Because instead of being able to sit back and take God's blessings as a happy gift, we suddenly have this added responsibility to share them with others. And that could take some effort and maybe even be difficult. But then we only have to look at Abraham and realize that he became a blessing not by doing super great things, but simply by being faithful to God. And sometimes he wasn't even all that good about being faithful, but he stuck with it, trying to constantly honor his end of the covenant that he had made. And through his efforts, he did indeed become a blessing. So like Abraham, we are called to be faithful. And in our efforts, we will be blessed. And in one way or another, perhaps in ways we least expect, we too will become a blessing. Because God is always interested in who we might become and how we might be a blessing. And being faithful can then lead us into all sorts of surprising things. And a great example of that is Nicodemus, whose story we heard in today's gospel. Here was a man who had everything going for him. He was well-educated and had a responsible and highly respected position within the Jewish community. But something was nagging at him. Something was getting at him so much that he had to sneak out in the middle of the night to meet with Jesus secretly. Jesus, who was considered by Nicodemus's peers to be a radical, troublemaking rabbi. But Nicodemus did meet with him. And even though it took a while, over time he did become faithful to Jesus. And by the end of the gospel story, it was this very same Nicodemus, along with Joseph of Arimathea, who took Jesus' body down from the cross and prepared it for burial. So in spite of his high position, in spite of his lack of understanding, and even in spite of his initial unwillingness to openly follow Jesus, in the end, through his faithfulness, Nicodemus became a blessing, which was surely as much a surprise to him as it was to everyone who knew him. So, may we take the time today and reflect upon all the ways that we have been blessed. And in counting our blessings, may we then consider how we may be a blessing to others. Because in the long run, being a blessing is not a demand, but a privilege. It speaks of God's goodness and love and shares in a way that honors God and makes all of life holy. And if ever a time needed blessing, surely it is ours. Because with a divisive and mean-spirited state of our political and social life, we as Christians need to look for blessing. We need to share our blessings. We certainly need to be a blessing. For in spite of everything, God's love and blessings abound all around us. And with enough practice, not only by trying to be a blessing may we bring about even some small change in the world, but also we may become the living, breathing blessings that we are called to be. So remember, God has blessed us. And what a great Lenten discipline it would be if each and every one of us here dedicated ourselves to be a blessing in return. Amen.